Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stephens, good day for Jay Kirshner. Here we are playing the millions, Jay. Ready? This is a non-singing, well, maybe we should sing. This is a non-singing spotlight on what's going on in the world today. Here's some good news. Some mysterious radio signals have been uncovered by astronomers at NASA using AI. Here we are back to...
Chew tech, right, or not chew tech? That is the question.
That is the question. All right, so here we are. We're talking a lot about technology and how it can be used. This is a group of electromagnetic waves detected by using artificial intelligence. It's called deep learning. The signals were sourced to areas surrounding nearby stars. Nearby stars are defined as 30 to 90 light years away. You know how long it take us to get? It take like 1,000 years to get to these places. Anyway, the pulses were described as hiding in plain sight. You know, there are a lot of things. Remember, I hope you remember, Steven Spielberg movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and that little, the way they were, Spielberg was fascinated with this stuff, as you saw, with a couple of the movies from the 80s. Close Encounters was one of them, what's the name of the movie where the being comes in? Why do I have? I can see him flying over the moon in his bicycle. What's that name of that movie?
Oh, E.T.
E.T. Thank you. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, so that kind of stuff has developed into what's real, in a sense. Here's somebody who's working on the project. His name is Peter Ma, an undergrad at the University of Toronto. Says that his team searched through unbelievable amounts of data from 820 nearby stars. Good God. The 1 terabyte of information could hold 1,000 copies of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Anybody remember what the Encyclopedia?
Do you know what that is, right?
Okay. James, you know what the Encyclopedia is? Yeah. Hold on. Let's try this. James.
Yeah. What is it, Doug?
I'm up to no good here. James, do you know what the Encyclopedia Britannica is?
What do you think?
I don't want to think that I was concerned about
it. Do you know
that.
What encyclopedias are, period?
Yeah, I know what those are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So well, there we go. Yeah. The Encyclopedia Britannica, it's like one of the
standards
of it. Yes.
Yeah, it was the standard.
I feel like that kind of throws people off.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right, anyway. So this, the data is collected by the Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia, which is bigger than the Statue of Liberty. And part of the Breakthrough Listen Project, which is aimed at identifying this communication that's coming from who knows where about who knows what. Right? Again, it's like a movie. Did you see that movie Contact with Jodie Foster? Remember that movie?
Yeah, is that the one where... No, I'm thinking of somebody else. What's that
one? She goes up she sort of time travels, in a manner of speaking, into another place.
Oh, and doesn't the being, like, spoiler alert, doesn't the being pretend to be a family member or somebody so that they can talk to her and not freak her out, and they even say that, like, I'm not actually this person, this is the
Yeah, on a beach, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I think that's the scene. I think you're right. Anyway, so they used AI, but then they had to go back. This is kind of like the teacher tells you to check your homework. So they actually used, their brains' manual reexamination confirmed the findings that shared some of the characteristics of these signals. This is really into the weeds.
It could be extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yep, exactly. That's the the bottom line here. There have been people all over the country who have been working on this. There's a report this month in the journal Nature Astronomy that suggests that there is breakthrough stuff. There's a California astrophysicist named Stephen Croft who's up to his Mickey trying to... Now, we're taking in all this stuff. Are we sending out interstellar information? Apparently, the answer is yes. But sometimes they're concerned that it will get lost as it passes through the dust and the gas.
Translation ends up becoming like a threat.
Yeah. So the SETI folks are at it. Search for extraterrestrial intelligence using antennas to what they call eavesdrop on signals that aliens may be transmitting. This is kind of like Independence Day. You know, those really horrible-looking beings that come to...
Had like those weird tentacles still.
Right. Ugh, gross. Yeah. Anyway, so modern research. Here we go. That was the movie In Contact with the Signals. You're right. The Cosmic Tool in New Mexico, which is where Jodie Foster heard the signals in the movie Contact. So there are... We're trying to track... Or we're surveying, anyway, I don't know if we're really tracking, 40 million stars. Who in the name of heaven is smart enough to have figured out how to do that? Or is this artificial intelligence again? This is Artificial Intelligence Day on the Good Day program. All right, now, we have people who share with us not only social media stuff. We were talking about some of the things that were there. We also have people calling us at 855-999-DOUG, which is... Fair game. Happy to have you. If you really have something that's important on your mind, you want to share it. The other day I was talking about Michelle Obama and how I thought she might make an interesting candidate for president. And here was one reaction to that conversation from one listener.
Michael LaVon Robinson. Michael spelled commonly. LaVon, LaVaughn Robinson was a guy who became a woman known as Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama is actually Michael LaVon Robinson, a football player for Oregon State University in 1978. Michael LaVon, LaVaughn Robinson, is actually Michelle Obama. Now, I know you said you like Michelle for all the reasons and all of the things she does. She's actually a guy, Doug.
That makes me think of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, where they're like, Einhorn's a man.
Okay. Should I believe that?
That is such a reach. That is such a reach.
Well, she obviously believes it,
mm-hmm.
right? Michelle Obama is a man.
A former football player.
Yep. Well, people used to talk about her always being in shape. She's in better shape than her husband. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. I'm giving no credence to it one way or another. I'm just passing along a listener's thoughts. That's it. Passing along. See what people think, how they react to that stuff. It's helpful to hear how the other side thinks. The growing Burmese python population. Say that again, Doug. The growing Burmese python population. We go to the Everglades National Park, actually, for this. But not necessarily just the Everglades. There it is. Not necessarily the Everglades National Park, the only site for Burmese pythons. Matter of fact, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. They are everywhere.
Everybody gets a python.
Right. Research paper released by the U.S. Geological Survey. Burmese pythons in South Florida represent one of the most intractable management issues the world has ever known. Talk about invasive species. So what good are Burmese pythons? Why would we want to protect Burmese pythons? You know, everybody, all of the environmental people run around saying, "Oh, we got to protect all the species." Why would you want to protect Burmese
pythons?
I don't think
they're trying to protect them right now.
No, they aren't. But they did for a while. That's why they're out of control now.
Well, and then people who I think get them as little, like little pets, and then they get too big. The largest one ever recorded in Florida was carrying 122 eggs. Like, these things are massive. It was 19 feet long.
Yuck.
But also, isn't the Burmese pythons, weren't they doing different, if having people go out and hunt them and get them, and whoever got the most or killed the most won some kind of monetary prize, and now they're saying, like, it's likely impossible to eradicate them.
Well, something's got to happen, boy. These guys are going to be a real problem down there. Instead of the bugs taking over, the snakes are going to take over after humans mess things up. You know, I'm going to tell you a crude story.
Okay.
This I used to wear, my family had a place down in Palm Beach County starting in 1964, excuse me, when my mother was sick. And so it was a little place, and then my father got another place. My father loved going down there and playing golf with the breakers and all that stuff. Actually my two sisters didn't spend much time there, but I spent a lot of time down there. And I had a job. I did mornings on WPBR back in 86, 87, before I went to Cincinnati. There was a problem with people flushing these things down the toilet. So I had a place over in Palm Beach, a little place that I'd rented on the beach. And one morning before going to the radio station, I was doing my daily duty, and something happened that turned out to be embarrassing, shocking, it hurt. So use your imagination and think about what has happened. You've probably heard these stories because it's happened, not frequently, but once. Yeah, I mean, it's happened to a number of people. They sit on the toilet, and up from the toilet comes something that was flushed down the toilet. And if you don't move fast enough, you're going to get a scar on your butt.
That is like one of my biggest fears.
Isn't that awful? That is something that some people experience. So, happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Warren Eckstein with us again from the Pet Show. I have my latest round of hugs and kisses. I have never eaten hugs and kisses. Daisy likes them a lot. Charlotte liked them a lot. If I were to eat one of those, what would my experience, what would my sensation be, Warren?
You would stop shedding, number one. Your digestion would be a lot better, number two.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, it has. You see, the hugs, what I did is I actually not only probiotics, I added prebiotics to Hugs and Kisses, which feed the probiotics and make them work better. So yeah, I think you would feel a whole lot better. I've tasted them.
Yeah. Is that why you have such a good head of hair? I should have known.
There you go. I stopped scratching. I stopped itching.
That's right. So if you want, go to thepetshow.com or hugsandkisses.com to order your hugs and kisses for your dog, your cat. And I was just looking at what they're doing here in my hometown. I'm going to have an adoption day on the farm. And
great
so
idea.
Somebody sent me some information about what's... not that I didn't know, because I see these things all the time. It's good to underscore it. And the more you do, you can't over... This is something you can't overdo.
So Doug,
I saw... Yes, Warren.
I was going to say, it came up on the air this week. Is hey, Warren, how come every time I bathe my dog, he runs outside and rolls in the dirt?
Because that's what dogs are supposed to do.
Well, you know, you're kind of right. I put together a list of the just off the top of my head on the show, of why they do it. Number one is, let's face it, it could be itch. They just have an itch, and they want to roll around to scratch it.
Roll around and scratch it, yep.
Also, right. Dogs roll around when they're excited or happy. But here's something a lot of people don't understand. They also roll around to cover up their scent so predators can't track them down.
Really?
And another reason is, you ever smell some of those shampoos? When was the last time you saw a dog use apple, pineapple shampoo? To get rid of the fragrance smell from the shampoo or soap their owners use. Also, on the opposite end, they roll around in the dirt because they leave their own scent there as well. And the question came up, should I stop my dog from rolling around in the dirt? The answer is absolutely not. That's why God created water. Wash them again. The dog's having a good day.
Wash them again. Wash them again. Better, better. I see Demi Moore has a pet chihuahua. Who apparently the dog's name is Pilaf, and he is in the Guinness Book of World Records as the shortest dog. Don't you have a chihuahua?
My dogs, both Molly and Willie, are what they call chi-pins. They're chihuahua min pincher mixes. They're blended as well. You know, it's interesting, though. You hear so many people talking about their dog, and it should be Guinness's World. I just saw a commercial on TV here in California where some guy, I think it's the guy who played Robin on Batman, is toting that if you feed your dog his food, the dog can live a long life. And he says he has an Irish Wolfhound mix that's 27 and a half years old.
Wow.
The average lifespan of an Irish Wolfhound is like 8 years, okay? So I'm a little questioning about
Adam Ward and what was the other guy's name?
Oh, I
know who you're talking about. Yeah, I can see him.
He has a dog food out now. I forget what it's called. But anyway, he has all these old dogs around there. I think according to the Guinness Book of World Records, the oldest dog was like 23 or 24. But his Irish Wolfhound, after feeding this food that I just heard about now for the last 20 years, his dog is 27 and a half. Yeah. Be careful when you shop. Read the labels carefully and make sure the dog food is AFCO certified. AFFCO. AFCO is kind of like the Food and Drug Administration for pet food.
For dogs and cats. Here's the story of a lost dog who trekked 150 miles across the Alaskan Sea before he obviously was frozen. He was reunited with his family. It kind of goes to show you up in Nome, as the old song. Remember that song, North to Alaska?
Yeah, sure.
Right on the Russian border. And so this dog got lost and was out for a month in the frozen Bering Straits. And yet he survived to get back to his owner.
I say that's love. Love wins over everything. If you love something enough, you will find your way back home.
Yep, really. Really and truly, what a great story. Also, don't forget to celebrate National Farm Animals Day this week as well, because those are important, same as our pets. The farm animals are pets, for me anyway.
I'm going to go hug a cow right now, Doug.
Go, Hega. Thank you.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Two PGA Tour officials will testify before a congressional committee next week on the organization's merger with Saudi Arabia-backed LIV Golf.
PGA Tour COO Ron Rice and board member Jimmy Dunn are set to testify July 11th before the Senate Homeland Security Committee Subcommittee on Investigations. Officials with LIV Golf, which is bankrolled by the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund, declined to appear. Lawmakers are concerned about the Saudi government's role in the deal. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Tesla deliveries are on the rise. Deliveries are up 83% this year compared to the same quarter last year. In 2023, the automakers delivered over 466,000 vehicles from April to June, compared to just under 255,000 last year during the same period. The new numbers brings the total number of cars Tesla's produced this year to around 900,000. That crushed expectations after the company announced price cuts on its cars earlier in the year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
you don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Join Jay Kirshner and I as we go through the information that's around today that matters. What's going on in the world? What are we going to talk about? What's on your mind? Here we go. Here's a five-year-old. Well, actually, this is the story of the life and times of a youngster. The story starts when this youngster is 5 years old, five-year-old girl. And her name is Juliet Lamour. So she 5 years when she's 5 years old, she emptied her piggy bank for an earthquake relief program, and I don't know how much there was in it. I don't know, like $48 or something. Now she has her reward. She waited 13 years. Well, she wasn't waiting. She's having to buy some lottery tickets.
Yeah, she turned 18, and what better way to celebrate than to
buy some lottery tickets.
Lottery ticket.
Right, exactly. And what does she have to show for her efforts? 48 million cool ones. This is the first time she bought a ticket. And so now, at the age of 18, as Jay said, she has become a multi-millionaire. And you got to think about the karma there, right? All the good that's done. Somebody's watching down
on you. She had no idea
what to do. She was asking her dad and her grandpa, like, how do I do this? What am I supposed to do?
And you mean with, like, sharing the piggy bank stuff?
No, with
the money. With playing the lottery.
She's like, what am I supposed to do? And they're like, just go inside and get a quick pick. Like, don't put too much thought into it. Just grab a quick pick.
Right. That's what I do. Do you do a quick pick, or do you have a number that you use all the time?
I mainly do quick picks, but every now and then I will have numbers that I just feel are ones I should play.
Yeah.
Those feelings have not come to fruition.
Well, that's all right. Keep working it.
Yeah.
Don't give up. Don't give up. So fortunately for Juliette L'Amour, her father is a financial advisor. So probably the $48 million is not going to burn a hole in her pocket.
Yeah, at 18.
Just now.
Wow.
Good for her. She'll be the most popular. She'll get a lot of dates probably, right? In Sault Ste. Marie, everybody's going to want to meet and greet her under the circumstances. If you could go back in time, Jay, and speak to your younger self, speaking about that young lady, 5 years of age, 18, she gets the ticket. But what do you think that she thinks, and what would you think? What do you tell yourself as you're growing up? I think about this from time to time. I think back to when I was a youngster on the farm and what I did with the animals. And, you know, sometimes I got very sad when a calf would die.
Yeah.
And if I knew then what I know now, it would be different. And maybe that's the ticket here. If you go back in time and speak to yourself, do you speak to your younger self as your younger self, or do you speak to your younger self as an adult?
Well, and would it change anything? Because the path you're on could shift, and then things that what you were doing as a younger child or even a teen or anything sends you on the trajectory into the path you are today. Would that change if you gave yourself advice knowing now what you didn't know then?
Time traveling. Right? It's a sense of turning back the clock. If you could turn back the clock, what would you do? One of the things that I would do here, and it's no secret, I've grown up in this town. I lived here all my life. I've been very involved in lots of things in the community over the years, from teaching to working in the library to doing a lot of volunteer stuff for local boards. And I like serving in governmental circumstances. One of the things when I was on the local radio station, I was talking about this on the TV program that I do here last night, going back, thinking about the marathon and how the marathon was covered here. We used to have a big local newspaper, and I was thinking about that and local radio as well, and how that has faltered at the hands of guys like me. Because, you know, we've got 400 and some odd stations, so normally if it wasn't for me and or the syndicated radio business, would there be jobs? This is partially me looking back in time. If it wasn't for me and others doing what I do, would the people that had jobs in these newspapers or radio stations have jobs today? Or would there be, you know, I'm not trying to find guilt. But I just wonder about this sometimes, especially more, you know, radio is my business, so I think about it, but I think about newspapers what's going on, the fact that local newspapers have basically disappeared. We here locally have a blog, we have a thing called The Source that presents most of the local news, but there still is a lot of, in the last 17, 18 years, just whole boatloads of newspapers and local news sources have gone out of business.
Well, and local is still so important, too. Why can't they both exist in a sense of why can't there, in terms of radio, if there is a nationally syndicated radio show, have somebody on standby for local and then they get to jump in, not on the national scale, but every local station would hear this and they give the quick local news. Same with newspapers or national magazines. You see in different publications where there's a little pamphlet or something that's inserted. It can be right. easily removed, and it can be inserted into a magazine or something or a newspaper. And you have the local side of things.
Yep.
Because there are so many local news stories that are just as important.
Well, and the local television stations have really lost their way because all they do is repeat the same stuff as the nationals, sometimes with a local twist on it. But it's not. There's not really local news unless there's a fire that burns a house down and kills 12 people, or there's some big wreck or an auto chase or something. But the local fiber of what's going on in the community, you don't often know unless you really dig and go to the community's website, for example, and that sort of thing. So I'm thinking about, you tease me because I'm usually, during some of the breaks, reading a newspaper. Like the real, I'm reading a newspaper.
Yeah, that sound is what we hear.
That's the newspaper. Right. So where are they? The classic feel of holding the physical newspaper is something that is lacking. Now, the newspapers that I'm reading, I don't get the Globe and the Herald and the local newspaper. I look at it online. But I get various farm and trade papers that I use for my farm program, the American Family Farmer, and in some of the other things that are farmer-related. So that sort of keeps me connected with that community, with the agricultural community. But I have to really nose around it because I'm involved here locally. I get into a lot of the things that are going on. But it's not because of what I read. It's because of who I know and what we talk about when we're together as to, you know, what's going on and what's a good model for getting this done and that done. So anyway, I just thought it was... I just think it's something that we ought to try. It's maybe it's just gone. Like the local hardware store, the local drug store, Walmart has come in and wiped them all out. Is that progress? No, I don't think it was progress at all. And people say, well, look at all the jobs that Walmart provides. Well, are they as good as the jobs in the old drug store? Are they as good as the jobs in the old hardware store? Are they as good as the, you know what I'm saying? You get the drift of things. We're catching good things, though, and that's a good thing that we catch good things. In a manner of speaking, anyway, all of the things that are happening around the world that are good, the things that we can be thankful for, if you will, and that's one of the things that I think I like being able to start out each of our hours or each of the segments with things that are happening to people that are actually good. For example, there's the story floating around about a woman who can smell Parkinson's, who is helping scientists actually develop a test. This woman actually smells changes in a body, whether it's body odor, basically. That's what corresponds to things like the onset of Parkinson's. Dogs can do that too, right?
I feel like we're hearing more of this, of whether or not people can smell ear infections or cavities.
What do they smell like? Is there a report? Listening to these people, yeah, cavities especially, certainly, I mean, you can smell B.O., nothing. Yeah, there's nothing special about that. But she knew herself, apparently, to have a super sensitive, she had the nose, and she used it. She wouldn't be able to go into the cleaning section of a supermarket, I guess, right? And then I look at this and I think, this person, by the way, is a former doctor, right? Is that what happened? Or she knew somebody that was a doctor? Put the pieces of this together.
Yeah, she can smell changes.
Joy Milne, I think, is M-I-L-N-E is her name, right?
Yeah, it's less about the distinct smell, but it's about the change of body odor that corresponds to an onset of Parkinson's disease that she can figure out. It's like the nose.
Did she describe it, though, what the smell is, so we can pass it along to people who may have sensitive noses that are listening to us right now? The husband was a former doctor. That we found out. We know that. And she thought there's apparently some kind of the Parkinson's will cause damage to a kind of skin oil, And so she went to smell the T-shirts of those who had been diagnosed with Parkinson's and those who hadn't. And she identified the shirts that belonged to the people who had Parkinson's, and she only missed once.
Except then 8 months later, that person ended up receiving Parkinson's diagnosis. So even though it was wrong at the time, that
this is pretty amazing, isn't it? Huh? So can you develop this, or do you just have it? You have it. Exercise, change of diet makes a big difference in people who come up with this sort of thing. I know that, well, the dogs smell cancer, I think. Isn't that how that works?
I believe that, yeah. It's cancer. Can dogs smell if there is a stroke or a seizure coming on? Because I know a lot of times people who have epilepsy or some kind of seizure-related illness, they have service animals who can tell if there is a seizure
coming
on. But I don't know if that's a smell or if that's a different body signal.
I don't know. I think that that has to do with epilepsy. I think you're right about that. I've heard that story. There are a lot of different connections to reality here. But this is really a potential... what this person would hire herself out around the world, go smell people's shirts to see if they have Parkinson's. Yeah, anything's possible, I guess. But she's working with the doctors and the scientists to come up with a way. But just have, what do they find out? Is that an olfactory? Olfactory has to do with smelling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so is that?
Yeah, some kind of sebum that's in the skin oils.
All right, so there we are with an interesting...
Sebum. What is it? Sebum?
Sebum.
Sebum, right?
You're my doctor? I am Dr. Doug. I don't have a license. I sometimes practice medicine with Ken Kronos and Dr. Jack Stockwell. And you can hear those exciting adventures when you go to Good Day Health, the podcast that we have every week, gooddayhealthshow.com, and to catch up with me and my nose and them and their noses. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Big announcement for the new brand of car. In this case, it is a big theme to a big movie franchise. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, for Movie Moments on this 3rd of July. We'll talk about the Arizona Jones. Good, Doug. He's moved from Indiana to Arizona. It's Arizona Jones! In the movie theater. Okay.
I want to talk about that second because I got a chance to see Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. But the reason we play that theme, Doug, is this day in movie history, July 3rd, 1985, a movie called Back to the Future opens nationwide, released by Universal Pictures. I'll tell you the difference between that and movies released today. They were not sure where this movie would go. I mean, movies were not force-fed down the throat of the American or international public like they are now. So that's really, in some ways, Back to the Future became what they call a sleeper hit. It just had legs and legs and legs and legs and lasted all summer into the winter, became the top-grossing movie of that year. An amazing pairing by chance of Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd, one of the great screen teams, I think, of all time. Spawned two sequels, great trilogy. Back to the Future, this day, July 3rd, 85, Doug.
All right, so let's talk about Indiana Jones.
Okay.
And the destiny of...
Here's the deal. I had a buddy text me on Friday who I've been doing another radio spot with a long time, and he's a big indie fan, and like a lot of people, didn't like the last installment, but surprisingly sent me a text, said he loved this installment, thought it was a good script, thought Harrison Ford was terrific, so on and so forth. So I went to see it yesterday. The movie does have issues. Having said that,
why do you start with it has issues?
Well, when
issues for somebody like you who looks at every frame, but for the average person who just goes to be entertained, they're not going to sit there. Wow, look at that frame! Look at that. That guy's got a pimple on his face. Nah,
no. I never analyze like that. I just think. Here's the thing. For people who want to make comparisons, is this even remotely as good as any of the first three in the franchise, which is Raiders, Temple of Doom, and Last Crusade? Here's my answer to that question. You can't, there's no comparison because Harrison Ford was one of the best looking screen actors in his prime in that period of his life. He's an 80-year-old man. The movie plays it very honest, Doug. It's directed by James Mangold, who did Logan and Ford Ferrari. It's not Spielberg, although Spielberg is one of the producers.
Why didn't Spielberg direct it, do you suppose?
I don't know the answer. Well, I would say that after Crystal Skull, they probably were like up in the air on the scripting, and he just probably felt that I'll leave well enough alone. So Mango comes in. He's a solid director. I think this movie works on a completely different level than the first three, and it's basically very reflective of the character, both the character of Indiana Jones and Harrison Ford as the actor, now 80 on screen. I think general audiences will like this movie. The last half hour, Doug, to me was fascinating. It takes the character into a place that I thought was really super interesting and actually appropriate. The last 5 minutes of this movie, I would use the word very, very, very reflective. A little bit sad, not in the way you think I'm going to say it, but it emphasizes the reality of Indy is now old. His adventures are basically over. It reflects on that. So general audiences who grew up on the original trilogy, I think will get a lot out of this from a different point of view, not the point of view of the nonstop action of the first three movies.
Very, very good. And I haven't seen it. I wanted to see it last night. I was going, but I didn't have.
Yeah.
My day fell apart, so I couldn't. But that's a very, very concise.
I mean, there's a scene in this movie in the first act, Doug, where Ford's in his apartment, and there's a prologue before the movie starts. It's like the 15-minute flashback scene where they de-age Indy. I got to tell you, they could have removed that scene in its entirety and cut the running time a little, and just started off with Ford and present day Indy in his apartment, because it's a really good scene, and you see him, he gets up out of a chair, he's got no shirt on, and you know, to see an 80-year-old man who we know is Indy in his prime get up with no shirt, he looks good, but it does show he's not a kid, he's far from a kid,
right.
They don't hide that at all, where they did in Crystal Skull. It is very, it is what it is. Here's Indy, he's 80 years old, this is his story. And this is how it wraps.
All right.
It's interesting stuff. I recommend it if you're an indie fan.
Go see it. I'm going to maybe see it today if I get a chance. All right, Chucker, thank you. Chuck Curry here with us on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.